Jerry Allen, thank you so much for joining us here on The Checkout and for coming to WBGO to play the piano.
Thank you, Josh. It's always a pleasure to come here. Happy to be here.
And you have had such an extraordinarily busy year in terms of releases. The first is Flying Toward the Sound, and it's your solo piano record. And the second features, I guess, your dance band, Timeline.
Right. My dance quartet. I guess you could say that. Refer to it as a timeline because of the language of the time step and the idea of the line that both the drum and the dance have taken kind of in parallel motion.
Baby Lawrence and bebop or something.
That's absolutely. We definitely celebrate that legacy on the bandstand. I was recalling yesterday coming up in Detroit with people still dancing to bebop, you know, and you know, the energy that gives to the musicians, and also having been around some really important dancer, well, a specific person, Jackie Hillsman, who had a very important company in Detroit called the Experimental Movement, where she took trained dancers to improvise with musicians. So that experience and having had some background in dance myself has really led me to want to, you know, come back to that very powerful experience.
So Maurice Chestnut is the tap dancer
right. In
this group. Do you give him any kind of direction, or do you allow him to do what he does well?
Well, in terms of my band, I mean, we have some very specific things that everybody has responsibility to do in terms of, you know, the arrangements. And at the same time, there's freedom. So there's a certain amount of controlled freedom in the context of the way we structure the music, and he's has as much responsibility as each of us to, you know, to deal with the arrangements.
I'd like to hear you maybe just play something on the piano that's from that recording. It's a Charlie Parker tune.
Thank you. Yeah, we miss the dance and the drum and the bass, but the energy between the band and what happens on stage, Alucha takes on another dimension with the quartet. So.
Jerry Allen is our guest on The Checkout. Jerry, I think sometimes your hands, aren't they dancing together too?
How nice of you to say. Well, the dance, you know, really has to be in there. The feeling of the dance. Even when things are more abstract. Because the pulse is really always there on one level or another. Our heart continues to go. So, I mean, that continues on. So there's always that sense of the time, but I'm always looking for the dance to be a part of the way that the music expresses itself.
You brought some music that you wanted to play specifically for this occasion. One of them is called Let Us Break Bread Together. Can you tell me about
yes.
the song?
This piece is a dedication to my mom. I just wanted to express something for her musically. This is something I think that she would have enjoyed. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Allen with Let Us Break Bread Together. It's a song performed on the occasion of the birth date of her mother. When do you feel like it was the first moment that you could break bread with your mother, that you had a real friendship there, like a real adult connection?
Wow, that's, yeah. Well, interestingly enough, when I was in high school, I was really assertively wanting to be a jazz musician. And I think both my parents, my dad, I still have him. He's really the reason that I'm into the music today. I mean, he's a huge fan of Charlie Parker's and was playing the music all the time as I was growing up, my brother and I. But I don't think they ever really thought that, you know, hearing all that music through all of those years would make me want to be a jazz musician, you know, because when it finally came to grips with that as my having been chosen by the music, so to speak, because we're chosen, I believe. It took a little bit of time for them to come, you know, to decide, okay, we're going to support this idea. There's a great basketball star, Earl Lloyd, who's a great friend of my dad's. So Earl Lloyd expressed to my parents that, you know, I was going to probably have a challenge in a career like this anyway. And without their support, it was going to really be bad. So they kind of thought about it, and they both decided then they were going to support me. And they bought me a Fender Rhodes 88 keyboard, or electric piano, which was a symbolic gesture, and I keep it very close to me still today. But my mom was always really very much there for me. She took me to the clubs, and, you know, both of my parents. So I think that was maybe the first breakthrough moment where I had made a decision about my life, and, you know, they were, like, there for that.
Well, thank goodness for that. And in Pontiac, Michigan, which is also the home of the Jones family. And in particular, we think about the great pianist Hank Jones, who recently left us. You wanted to play a tribute for Hank.
Yes, I wanted to play a tribute for Hank Jones. My mom was from Pontiac, born and raised in my family. On my mom's side, I was actually born in Pontiac, but raised in Detroit. And I just wonder, the idea of the two of them being from the same place. I wanted to just make an acknowledgement of that, you know, and also to play something for Hank. We greatly miss him. He's just such a bright light that we don't have anymore. We have through his music, but what an elegant gentleman and a great inspiration, one of the greatest pianists that's ever lived.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Allen with a tribute to Hank Jones. She's our guest here at WBGO for the checkout. And if there's anyone, I think, who is sort of emblematic of that idea of flying toward a sound, I really think that Hank Jones was one of them. I mean, you know, even as he was 90 years old, when you saw him at the piano, he was still looking for something.
Oh, yes. And I remember hearing the pianist from a group of piano players that would be invited to Japan called the 100 Gold Fingers. And they always talked about how he would, you know, how the distance between where he was and everyone else in terms of, I mean, the respect that all of the very important pianists had for him was based on that he was just this person who changed everything. He was a person who looked Charlie Parker in the eyes, who, you know, was right there as the music shifting, but also you had this sense that, you know, throughout the generations of pianists that came after him, he was always the king, so to speak.
Jerry Allen is our guest on the checkout. Jerry, we've heard a lot of solo piano, but there's even more on this recent recording on Motema. It's a solo piano suite called Flying Toward the Sound, or it's called Refractions.
Yes, it's both. It has both names.
It's based on a Guggenheim Fellowship for Music Composition, yes?
That's correct. And the fellowship allowed me the freedom to kind of just really relax and write in a very unrestricted way. I took my time and had the opportunity to kind of really study my the sources of specific inspiration for this particular piece, which were McCoy Tyner, Herbie Hancock, and Cecil Taylor, and to kind of let it simmer for a while and create in a kind of a way that was not necessarily the way I'm used to being able to create. It was a kind of a nice opportunity to just be stress-free and to have that kind of support behind doing my work.
Well, this is over 8 parts, but I'd like for you just to play one part of it, Flying Toward the Sound. This one's from McCoy Tyner. Thank you. Flying Toward the Sound, and that's part of the overall suite that you've done. Three portions of this suite are part of a film, Jerry Allen.
Yes, Carrie Mae Weems, the wonderful photographer and filmmaker, collaborated with me on this music and created images to go along with the music. And the images are a part of the CD. So when you purchase the CD and you put it in your computer, you're able to pull the images up. And they're very beautiful. She's a great filmmaker, and it's quite exciting to see the music brought to life in this kind of way.
Two CDs available on Motema this year, Flying Toward the Sound, which we just heard, and also Jerry Allen and Timeline. Jerry Allen, what does it mean to live with music?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great question. I know it's essential for me in my life. It's an essential part of my health, so to speak. It's like water, you know? I mean, I really need it. And there are times when maybe life gets really hectic and I'm not able to get to the piano as much as I like. And then I start wondering, I say, oh, why am I feeling so poorly? I don't feel well. Then I go to the instrument and I play and I say, oh, that's what it was. You know, I really have to be engaged in it, involved in that experience. And as I mentioned earlier, I think the music chooses you, or this life chooses you. And what I've gotten back from these years of being a musician are just, you know, the abundance of the joy and the challenges and all of the things that are about life, the abundance of the satisfaction and fulfillment. What you put into it, you get tenfold back, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, thank you for putting so much into this music. Jerry Allen, thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thank you, Josh.
Our music was recorded by Michael Downs. Jerry Allen and Timeline perform Friday through Sunday night at Iridium. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO.